The opposition leaders put education at the heart of his budget reply, especially maths, science and computing. Bill Shorten has also called for the small business tax rate to be cut to 25%. He's offered to cooperate with the Prime Minister to jointly work on ways to cut the tax burden for small business. But the government has not leapt to take up his offer. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Labor supporters packed the galleries to cheer Bill Shorten on as he emphasised education, especially maths, science and computing.
Digital technologies, computer science and coding. The language of computers and technology should be taught in every primary and every secondary school in Australia, and a Shorten Labor government will make this a national priority.
He promised to boost the skills of 10,000 current primary and secondary teachers.
We will train 25,000 new teachers who are science and technology graduates, and we will write off the HEC debt of 100,000 science, technology, engineering, maths students.
Kate Carnell from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the idea is fine, the details are missing.
We need to have more teachers and students in the maths and science space. The problem is we have to pay for it. I think Bill Shorten's comments tonight that he was going to write off the HECS debt of 100,000 Australians was interesting, but no way of paying for it, no idea of which 100,000. Look, quite seriously, those are great comments, but they just don't have much substance.
Mr. Shorten attacked Tuesday night's budget for keeping many of the measures from last year, including deregulation of higher education.
Labor will vote against $100,000 degrees every time you bring them to this parliament.
But he says there are things he will agree with.
We will cooperate on national security. We will cooperate on overdue drought relief for our farmers. And we will cooperate on small business.
Mr. Shorten also took a swipe at the $5 billion move to let small business instantly write off each $20,000 they spend on new equipment.
A giveaway to start a fire sale at a second-hand car yard in Harvey Norman? That's good, as far as it goes. But it doesn't go very far. Even the government knows that this is a short-term fix. They must. They've only booked the measure for the next 2 years.
Bill Shorten told the Prime Minister small business needs more.
Let's give small businesses the sustainable boost to confidence that they deserve, the confidence to create jobs. I invite you to work with me on a fair and fiscally responsible plan to reduce the tax rate for Australian small business from 30 to 25%. Not a 1.5% cut, a 5% cut. That's the future. That's confidence.
The Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will focus on its own budget strategy.
Labor, since 2010, has been promising to cut the small business tax rate to 25%, and in 6 years they did nothing.
And Mr. Frydenberg simply dismisses the budget reply speech.
The numbers just don't add up. This is magic pudding economics.
The Labor leader says the opposition's already found $21 billion in savings with policies on superannuation and taxing foreign multinationals. Mr. Shorten's speech includes a promise for Labor to deliver new infrastructure projects. Kate Carnell welcomes that, and also its support for the government's small business stimulus plan. And she says Australia should aim for the 25% corporate tax rate, but she argues all business, not just small ones, would be more competitive with a lower tax rate.
That report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley.